Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Her Wolf's Demands by Rachel Medhurst, narrated by Gabrielle Baker. Chapter 1. The shadows merged together, the moon dropping between the canopy of leaves above us. My heavy heart weighed me down as I hugged the blanket to me and glanced at Malone, who leant against the trunk of a tree, his gaze staring into the darkness. We'd been hiding in the woods for a week, just to let everything die down after the witches had kidnapped and tried to kill me. It had been one of the most terrifying times of my life, even with Malone by my side. We had hunted for our food, totally gross and not for me, and hardly spoken, preferring to keep our thoughts to ourselves. It hadn't been the honeymoon I'd half expected from the way everyone had spoken about fated mates. I'd been on edge, constantly wanting to scream at him to snap out of it. On the brink, I'd almost wished the witches had been successful in killing me. Almost. Thoughts of Drake had kept me going. I'd borrowed one of the wolves' phones to tell Dr. Amel that I was going away to clear my head. The doctor had praised me, telling me it was the right thing to do. If only he'd known that I'd been banished by a bunch of dogs who thought they had the right to control me. He would think it was a joke. Opening my mouth to tell Malone this, I paused when he stiffened. The sound of a snapping twig reached my ears just before a masculine scent crept up my nose. We both pushed to our feet, careful to stay silent in the dead of the woods. Crickets chirped and insects rustled amongst the forest floor. The sounds had freaked me out at first, especially as Malone had kept his distance, only coming near me when we slept to share body heat. Even then, he'd move away before I woke up. The distance had stung like a bitch, and of course, I'd convinced myself that I'd made the biggest mistake of my life mating with Malone. There it was again, the footstep alerting us to another's presence. Malone placed a finger over his mouth as he moved in front of me, all macho alpha and shit. He knew full well that I could defend myself with my magic. I didn't need his protection. Not after he'd outright ignored me almost all week. My heartbeat pounded in my head as a low whistle rent the air. Malone's spine straightened, his shoulders tensing. Did he know who it was?
"Show yourself, Joe," he called.
A long shadow to the left stepped into the light of the moon, morphing into an older man with long grey hair and leathery skin. He glanced at me, his eyes narrowing.
"Malone?"
No, I was Della. Not that I would correct him. He might have been confused. The last thing I wanted to do was offend any of the pack. They already wanted to kill me, and probably spit-roast me so they could enjoy the taste of victory. Okay, a little dramatic, but I was going stir-crazy in the woods.
"What is it?"
Malone snapped, staying in front of me as more twigs cracked. Footsteps were almost silent as others emerged from behind the trees, surrounding us in a circle. Malone cracked his knuckles as he glanced around at his people. I recognized some of them from the rescue, but most of them were unfamiliar. Their scowls, on the other hand, I was slowly becoming used to them.
"We're ready for you to return."
Joe extended his arm towards me.
"To plead your case regarding the hybrid witch."
My insides quivered as I watched the men and women who surrounded us, each casting a disapproving eye towards Malone. Anyone would think Malone was the omega of the pack.
"Fine."
My mate's voice was tight as Lionel and Henry came closer, their hands elongating into wolf paws.
"There's no need for that. We'll come willingly."
Not for the first time, confusion twisted my brain. Where had my strong alpha male gone? Why was he being so submissive? Geez, I needed a lesson in wolf hierarchy. Stepping aside, the men gestured for us to walk. I followed Malone, jumping when he reached back and took my hand. The fizzle that shot through my fingers almost made me rip away. The wolves stayed close by, their gazes watching our every move as we trod through the wood and out into the field that led to their camp. My hair was ratty, the strands almost matted from sleeping rough every night. I didn't want to have to face those who despised me looking so rough, and yet I wouldn't have a choice. Rochelle's red hair was visible to the side of us as we marched toward the camp. I slunk my gaze towards her, surprised to see that she was clenching and unclenching her jaw as she stared at our joined hands. Surely she wasn't still jealous. Didn't the mating bond eradicate everyone else?
Don't say a word, Malone hissed under his breath.
Pulling away from him, I wound my arms around myself, preferring to keep behind the wall he'd built between us. The bastard had muttered hardly any words the last week. What made him think I would bow down to his demands? He side-eyed me, a frown tugging his eyebrows low. Oh, so it was okay for the pack to dictate to him, but I had to be a good little witch. Wolf. Oh, fuck. Whatever.
You have 1 hour to shower and change,
Lino announced, pointing towards a huge cabin. Inclining his head, Malone placed his arm over my shoulder, pinching my skin in warning as he marched me across the camp. The others swept away, presumably to start a stopwatch and time us to the dot. Why had it taken almost the whole pack to escort us? Once inside, I headed straight for the bathroom without acknowledging the Alpha. As pissed as I was with him, I didn't want him seeing how rough I looked under the soft, warm lights of the cabin. Stripping as quickly as I could, I wasted no time in drowning myself in the shower, fully enjoying the warm water and bubbles that softened my hair. Emotions threatened to burst from me, pulling on my heartstrings. However, I shut them down, too numb from a week of being isolated from both Malone and my brother. A thump on the door made me jump. Malone thrust in just as I emerged from the shower, my soaking hair sticking to my back.
What are you doing?
You weren't answering me. I thought...
His dark chocolate eyes raked over my figure, his throat bobbing as he swallowed. Reaching for a towel, I slowly wrapped it around myself, refusing to let his intensity intimidate me. I had no idea where he thought I could escape to, although it had been tempting to try and run several times. The bathroom will be free momentarily. Malone ducked his head, his hooded gaze lifting to caress my face. He hadn't looked at me with desire once since we'd mated. But now, the flick of his tongue on his lips sent a dart of lust tingling between my legs. Shit, it was still there, that strong pull to wrap my legs around him and never let him leave. Reversing out of the bathroom as our breath grew heavier, Malone gently closed the door behind him. A sigh wrenched from me as tears popped into my eyes, one escaping before I could swallow them down. No, I had to stay hard, just like him. I couldn't let myself crumble. Not yet, anyway. Drying myself, I conjured a fresh pair of jeans and a grey and brown tank top. The weather had become humid during the day, almost too hot to bear. I was caring less and less about my appearance and more about survival. As soon as my clothes were on, I ran both hands over my hair, smiling at my reflection when it dried and styled into soft waves. I would miss my intensified magic. Emerging from the bathroom, I went into the living area. Malone was already showered and dressed in clean navy jeans and a white tee. They won't let me live.
My statement was an understatement. Yes, it was that serious.
He paced the length of the living space in his cabin, his agitated jerks increasing my own anxiety.
Let me take the lead.
Malone came closer, taking my hand in his.
I know my people. I can fix this.
My shudder made him raise his eyebrows. He had hardly touched me since we'd mated, which had left me a confused mess. Wasn't I supposed to be irresistible to him? You've said maybe two words to me, I said, lifting my gaze to look into his eyes. The heat of the cabin intensified, sending my heart into a flutter when he licked his lips again. He was bloody gorgeous, despite his crappy mood. Something crossed his eyes before he ducked his head, staring at the wooden floor.
I'm sorry. I've been trying to come up with the best solution for everyone. Even though you somehow have alpha DNA...
Was that a slight scowl I detected?
The pack won't accept you the same way they do me.
His shoulders went rigid as he spoke. Ah, yeah. I'd ordered the wolves to leave when we'd been fighting the witches, and they'd been compelled to do it, against their will. Which meant that if I wanted to challenge Malone as Alpha, I had every right. Shit, was he seriously threatened by me because of that? Didn't the idiot know that I couldn't lead a horse by the reins, let alone a fucking wolf pack? Will you tell me your plan before we face the others? Stepping away, he released me, leaving a puff of cold air behind. That would be a no, then. I wrapped my arms around myself as I went to the window and glanced out at the wolves. They had started to gather around the lit campfire and would come for us when they were ready. Only last night, I had made the mistake of telling Malone to stand up to them. They had been dictating what we could do for the past week, forbidding us to come into the camp once I'd placed an extra strong protection spell around their home. Begrudgingly, I might add. It's all so messed up, I muttered, glancing over my shoulder when he snorted an affirmative. The cabin had the same layout as Amelia and Lionel's, except it was larger. A long dining table, the legs carved intricately with leaves, roses and wolves' faces, separated the living room from the kitchen. A brick fireplace was to the left of the living area, the logs in the grate engulfed in flames, flicking high and casting a glow over the sofa and armchairs surrounding it. The low coffee table was made from dark wood, lacquered and smooth to perfection. Malone had an incredible talent, using his hands to create beautiful furniture. Memories of the night he'd used his hands on me shot unbidden into my mind. A shudder shook my muscles before I could shove the image away. Thinking about that moment only made me hot and bothered. They're coming, I announced when Manuel and Joe strode towards the cabin. Moving to stand beside me, Malone bent to briefly rest his head against mine. The touch was so quick, I wasn't sure it had even happened as he pulled back and looked down at me. Please don't say anything. Blinking slowly, I shook my head as the door opened. They stayed outside, the silent beckon a warning for us to obey. Malone watched me, waiting for a response. I clenched my hands into fists, ready to swing them at his head. And yet, the urge left me before it had really formed. I'll let you take the lead, I murmured. Just don't take no shit from them. His smile was soft, grateful, and it melted me, just a bit, from the inside out. Jeez. The man could have me any which way he wanted, and I would be powerless to resist. Linking his fingers through mine, Malone tugged, inviting me to follow him. I went willingly, despite the sour taste in my mouth. I was intrigued by what the pack had to say in response to what had happened. Would they be more lenient with us because of my alpha gene? Whatever the hell that was. Leaving the cabin was like emerging out of a prison cell. It was as if I was on my way to the last day of a trial where the jury would read the verdict on my guilt. My insides quivered as we walked behind Manuel and Joe, our footsteps matching theirs perfectly. Malone was a fraction ahead of me, either to protect me or to show everyone that he was in charge. Either way, I'd be a good little mate, allowing him to do his thing. Malone, one of the younger lads called as we approached. No one mentioned how gorgeous she was. A shush rumbled around the camp, the boy yelping when an older woman smacked him in the arm. I kept my gaze low, playing demure, just like Malone had requested. I don't see what the big deal is, a teen girl said as we passed. Her magic could be useful. The stark contrast between the boy's reaction and the girl's wisdom brought a small smile to my lips. I quickly quenched it, keeping my face straight as we came to stand in front of the fire, facing towards the pack who surrounded us.
"Who ordered our exile?"
Malone barked, his previously stoic expression transforming in seconds. His cheeks flushed pink as he clenched his fists and stared around at his pack, his eyes narrowing on Joe, the elderly man who had first found us in the woods.
"It was I," Joe admitted, stepping towards the alpha.
Malone's fingers tightened, his spine stiffening. I swallowed, a little afraid of what he might do to the elder. On one hand, he should make an example of him. On the other, Joe was clearly a respected member of the pack, considering they all followed his lead when the order had been given.
"And is Joe your alpha?"
Malone's voice projected louder, reaching the ears of every person in attendance. Frowning, most of them shook their heads. Rochelle snarled gently, her narrowed gaze spitting daggers at me, yet again. That girl had to get over her jealousy, otherwise we'd end up in a bitch fight. I didn't want to give Malone the satisfaction of fighting over him.
"So, if Joe isn't your alpha, why are you following his orders?"
Murmurs arose as they protested their innocence. I stayed completely still, almost afraid to even breathe. There were a shit ton of claws and canines ready to tear me down, just for existing. It would serve me to keep quiet.
"You broke sacred wolf law," Joe said, his leathery face stern.
Holding his arms out to the side, Malone raised his eyebrows.
"And has the sacred wolf law helped our pack prosper? My father was also a stickler for ancient laws, and look where that got us. I've tried numerous times to suggest a new way, but for some reason you're all too afraid to catch up with a world that's moved on."
They were silent, their stares a mixture of contempt and curiosity. The impression I had of Malone was that he hadn't been present with the pack, preferring to hide away at his workshop. That had to stop if he wanted to bring his people back together. It was pretty clear that a rift had existed before I was turned. Was it what had happened with his sister? Did the others not know about her illness? Did they resent him for being so heartless?
"What are you suggesting?" a pregnant lady asked, cupping her belly absent-mindedly.
A flicker of something danced in my chest, excitement appearing from deep within my subconscious.
No, this was not the time to be broody. At all.
In fact, the idea of a baby needed to be stuffed down with the rest of my unresolved issues. There, nice and dark, down in the recess of my soul, right where broody Della deserved to be. Malone glanced at me, his spine straightening when I narrowed my gaze. His top teeth nipped his bottom lip, catching it before he turned back to the pack.
Della's magic has increased tenfold since she's turned. The wolf curse has mixed with her witch magic and heightened it, making her a formidable foe.
My stomach clenched, nausea rising quickly. I had expected a declaration of... not love, of course. That would be a bit premature. However, maybe something a little more romantic? But no. He was laying it on thick, bigging up my newfound talent. What was he getting at?
That's exactly why she cannot live,
Lionel piped up, avoiding my gaze when I frowned in his direction. So much for gratitude. I should have just left the silver ring to rot in his damn neck. Clearly trying to rectify my brother's wrong hadn't wiped the slate clean with the dark-haired wolf.
And what if we allow her to live in order to build our pack?
What now? Malone's deep tone set my teeth on edge, and not in the fuck-me-now type of way I was accustomed to. It was one thing not confessing his undying love, okay, reacting slightly, but still, I was his mate. He should have been pressing our bond a little harder, even if he wanted to reject me. And according to him, he had given up rejecting me on the night the witches had kidnapped us. Bastard man didn't know what he wanted.
When we rescued you, Manuel interjected, she was kick-ass.
The others watched the floppy-haired Lothario, their eyes narrowing on him. If one of the pack spoke up for Malone, and technically me by process of connection, they were more likely to agree. Not that I wanted them to agree to something I hadn't even agreed to.
We need to return to the glory we used to enjoy, dare I say it, before my father ruined our pack.
A few hisses were interspersed with affirmative grunts. The pack really was split between the old and the new. Malone held back, his strong, dominating energy not quite asserting itself. That had to change if he wanted them to agree. Biting my lip, I clenched my hands into fists. Why should I want him to succeed? The bastard had just offered me as a weapon of some sort. How did he expect me to help attract more pack members? I couldn't win over the current puppies, let alone anyone else.
We're being picked off one by one.
Malone's voice rose.
Our enemies, amassed at the height of my father's rule, are bearing down on us, determined to eradicate the Brighton pack into extinction. I will not let that happen. Do you want that to happen?
Most of them shook their heads and hummed a negative response. A young woman with long wavy hair and eye makeup got to her feet, coming to stand beside her alpha.
So many people want our lands, and Malone is right. They'll destroy us to get them. We were great once, before the male patriarchy got out of control. It's time to be more inclusive. If you can accept me, a transgender female, why do you find it so hard to accept a hybrid witch?
My heart pitter-pattered, my chest squeezing as I smiled a thank you at the woman. She was the first of the pack to speak out for me, asking for my acceptance. Wow, it took guts to challenge the men. By talking about their prowess and lands, she was using what they knew to remind them why they had fought to keep the pack thriving. If I was allowed to stay, I would seek her out to show my gratitude.
Exactly, Nicely put, Evie.
Malone nodded his thanks as she sat back down, her grin wide when our gaze met. A warm, fuzzy feeling spread inside me, reminding me that I could feel something good. I just knew that I had a new friend, regardless of what happened next. Malone gazed around, studying those who doubted him.
The last week has been an experiment. I've bowed down to your request to stay away and give you the time you need to come to terms with our predicament.
That was putting it lightly.
However, Malone went on, I will never be banished from my own pack again. Della is my mate, and you either accept that, knowing what her power could bring us, or you leave to find a new pack.
Rochelle scoffed, tossing her red hair and crossing her arms over her waist.
You really expect us to bow to you now?
Malone's muscles tensed as he held his arms by his side, his gaze narrowing on the she-wolf.
Yes, I do. That's how this...
Swirling his finger around to indicate our surroundings, he raised his eyebrows.
Works.
A quiet confidence radiated from the alpha, pulsing from him. My stomach knotted as Rochelle broke eye contact with him, scuffing her boots on the dried earth beneath her feet. It was a side to Malone I'd never seen. His calm, strong, powerful energy was so compelling, I couldn't help but stare at him, impressed despite the fury that rolled in my veins.
I did wrong.
Malone held his hands up in surrender.
I admit that. It's a mistake I'll never rectify in the way you expect. Our pack is divided, the old and the new colliding. My mate,
pointing at me, he shrugged as if he were resigned to the fact,
is a hybrid witch. No one could have foreseen that. But let's take advantage of what has transpired by using her magic to defend ourselves and make our pack great again.
The silence was compressing as I dug my fingernails into my palm. It took everything within me not to lunge forward and swing at the alpha, punching him straight in the nose. How dare he disregard my feelings by proclaiming me the answer to their wolfy woes? I was a person, goddess damn it!
As much as I adore our laws, Manuel spoke up, I'm prepared to try a new way. As long as you don't stray too far from our way of life, Malone.
Shaking his head, the alpha relaxed, the tension leaving his shoulders as others started to murmur.
I'm my father's son, he called, drowning out the chatter. I respected his devotion to the pack. I loved the man for fuck's sake, even though he was a bastard.
A chuckle rumbled through them, a shared knowing drawing them together. A teenage lad stood up and punched the air, pretending to box.
He taught me to fight, but his advice about the ladies was terrible. Totally archaic.
He knew how to throw an incredible party,
an older man yelled, taking a swig from a beer bottle.
We haven't had one since he died.
A cheer rose up, the wolves saluting their former alpha. A few of them laughed and joked, their disapproval of their current alpha momentarily forgotten. Although I raged, my hands shaking, I couldn't help but admire the bond they shared. Witches had their coven, yes. However, it had always been about the magic. Wolves. They were loyal, bonded to one another the same way I was to my brother. It was a rare thing in our world. As the memories were shared, a pang clenched my heart. I missed Drake. His goofy smile and his floppy hair. He was a true artiste, sullen and brooding while painting, but cheerful when he'd finished. They always said creative
Sample complete. Ready to continue?